Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
The Soccer Gambling Podcast is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. From boosted same-game parlays to in-game odds, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today. Bet $100. Get $100 at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET. State restrictions apply. You are listening to the EPL show, FA Cup special here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on Twitter at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. You can follow the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. They are at the SGP Network. That's at the SGP Network. And finally, you can follow my Twitter account. I'm at LockBettingCom. That's at LockBettingCom. If you look at the pinned tweet on that Twitter account at LockBettingCom, you will see the P&L for the previous month. At the moment, you're still looking at the month of December, which features all the World Cup futures. The handle at LockBettingCom is also the handle for the Instagram and the TikTok account as well. Moving on with this FA Cup edition of the EPL show, let's start initially by looking at the futures market, where Manchester City are the front runners here at 5-2 to lift the FA Cup. Man United are the second favourites here at 5-1. They have the most favourable draw out of the teams here in the top five in the market. They are at home to Reading. Next up, we have Liverpool at 6-1, Tottenham at 6-1. Liverpool have a difficult task. They travel to Brighton, who just smashed them 3-0 in the league. Tottenham are away to Preston. And then Arsenal out at 9-1. They travel to Manchester City in the game of the round. That'll be the first game we're looking at. Outside of that, you get 14-1 on Brighton, 18-1 on West Ham, 20-1 on Fulham, and everybody else is 25-1 or bigger. It's understandable Man City are the favourites. They do have very, very good squad depth, but that wasn't enough to win them the EFL Cup this season, because it looks like the final will be Man United versus Newcastle. So that could be the same case here. They are in a very real title race this season. They are behind Arsenal by 8 points. So they need to really focus on that. And of course, we know going into every season that Man City's number one priority is the Champions League. So I would expect them to do their best to get past Arsenal. I think they'll be trying to land a psychological blow, hoping that it has a knock-on effect when it comes to the league. However, at the same time, I believe Arsenal won't see it that way. I believe Arsenal will not put themselves in a position to have that psychological blow landed. When you're looking at the likes of Odegaard and Bukayo Saka and Thomas Partey, I don't feel that these players will take to the field. Perhaps one of them, but I do believe that Arsenal will make wholesale changes for this game and almost allow themselves to be eliminated. Because if you are going for the FA Cup at the same time, that puts you in an awkward position in terms of the league, in terms of the Europa League competitions that I feel that they could prioritise above the FA Cup. And I think you just don't need the extra game. The FA Cup previously has been a very important competition to Arsenal, but I just think this season, when there's a real, very real possibility that you could win the EPL, I don't think that you really want to be in the FA Cup. If you can get past Manchester City with a heavily rotated team, if you can do it without Saka, Odegaard, Partey, Saliba, Ramsdale, all of these players that you play week in, week out, if you can do it without having to play those players, that's a phenomenal achievement. And Arsenal will continue to heavily rotate here throughout this competition. But But the issue that I have is that Arsenal don't have the squad depth to do that. They don't have a squad where they can put out a team that can have a run here in the FA Cup. At this point in time, with the injury of Gabriel Jesus, you can't even afford to risk Eddie Nketiah. Now, Eddie Nketiah has been a revelation. I did not expect, when Gabriel Jesus got injured, for Eddie Nketiah to come in and score the amount of goals he's done, score key goals, score two goals against United last weekend. So even he is important. Everybody in that 11 is important. But at the end of the day, they have a bare 11. And I think this gives them an opportunity to rest players here. I don't think this game against Man City is important to Arsenal as it is to City. And therefore, I think the two Manchester clubs leading this market is the right call. And I believe they both go marching on here past this round. The Man United game is covered exclusively over on BetMFC. So we'll start by looking a little bit deeper at this Man City-Arsenal game, where Man City are the 10-13 favourites on the money line to win it. It's 3-1 on the draw. And Arsenal are the 10-3 underdogs. I think I've said pretty much everything I need to say about it. I think Manchester City are definitely the play here. I think they'll be looking to land that psychological blow on Arsenal. The two teams are going to be playing very, very quickly. They have two fixtures coming up because of the cancellation before. Therefore, the Arsenal-Man City two league games come up quite close together. So Manchester City have the opportunity to pick up momentum here and then to carry that through to the league games as well. If you're looking for a side play, I do think this could be a high-scoring encounter. Man City have scored 12 goals across the last four head-to-head encounters with Arsenal. But at the same time, it's difficult for me to see Man City keeping a clean sheet here, especially because Arsenal will still continue to play front-foot football. Even if they do rest six or seven players here, which I expect them to do, they're still going to play on the front foot here against Arsenal. And Man City have failed to keep a clean sheet in four of their last six home games. But the key stats here is how dominant Manchester City have been over Arsenal over the years. Man City have won their last five meetings with Arsenal, and it would not surprise me at all if that becomes the last eight meetings come the end of this season for Manchester City to win this game, to win at the Emirates, and to win at the Etihad as well and close that gap, which currently sits at 5 points. But Arsenal have a game in hand. So we say it's eight because Arsenal have been so consistent so far this season. In my mind, Manchester City need to make up 8 points in the league. But I think they'll make a start here, despite the fact it's a different competition. I think knocking Arsenal out is a big psychological blow, unless the team that Arsenal field here is unrecognisable from the first 11 in the EPL. I don't think that's going to be the case. I don't think this is going to be full-on concession where you see 11 changes, because obviously if that's the case and people like Odegaard and Saka and whatnot don't even travel, or they're just there to watch the game and they're not in the squad, that doesn't really hit in the same way. But if they're in the squad, if they're on the bench, whether they're on the field of play or whether they're watching as a bench player who could potentially come on, this will be a blow. This will be a chance to deliver a message. And as you know, Manchester City are very solid at home, and Manchester City do hold a very, very strong record against Arsenal. And I reiterate, it would not surprise me at all if they end up with eight wins in a row come the end of the three fixtures that Manchester City and Arsenal need to play over the next few months.
Before we move on to the games on Saturday and Sunday, let me take a quick time out to tell you guys about WynnBET. WynnBET is the official online sportsbook of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. WynnBET is active in a bunch of states, and there are a ton of ways to win, including live betting and same-game parlays. The NFL playoffs are here, and over at WynnBET, you can get great promos, odds, and payouts, and they are happening right now. So if you're ready to play, sign up today to receive a special offer. Bet $100, get $100, limited state availability. And of course, if you hit the biggest long shot parlay of the week, you get a $1,000 free credit. There's so much to choose from. All you have to do is head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET so they know we sent you. That sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET. Now, the offer is subject to change. Terms and conditions at winbet.com. You must be 21 or older and present in a state where play for Winbet is available. If you or someone that you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. Moving on with the rest of the games. Don't forget, this is a selection of games that I've chosen to cover. So it's kind of like getting a bunch of premium picks. Therefore, it's worth bearing that in mind. Everything I'm talking about here, I consider worth betting on. I'm not just covering every game blindly here for round four. This is a selection and a hand-picked selection as well, meaning that every single game I'm talking about here is definitely worth at least a sprinkle. So we move on to the game here between Walsall and Leicester City. Well, Leicester are the 2-5 favourites here away from home. It's 15-4 on the draw, and it's 15-2 here on Walsall. I think Leicester are in need of a decent cup run. I think that will restore some confidence. I think the supporters have had a very, very rough season at Leicester. And I expect Leicester to oblige here, at least in this round. I think they'll get through this game against Walsall. And I think they'll get through without conceding a goal. I think Leicester to nil is appealing at big plus money, 13-10. But a safer way to bet this would be to take Leicester and the under 4.5 goals here, which is available for you at a price of 8-11. Leicester have won 11 of the last 13 FA Cup ties, and 8 of them have been won without conceding a goal. Meanwhile, Walsall have lost 3 of their last 4 home FA Cup games and are without a few first-team players here coming into this game. So this does represent a good opportunity for Leicester to build on improved performance against Brighton last weekend. They have kept 8 clean sheets in their last 13 FA Cup ties as well. And I think Walsall will struggle to bridge a gap here if Leicester are at their best. And therefore, Leicester and the under 4.5 goals is the way I want to approach this game here. Up next, we move on to the game between Fulham and Sunderland, where Fulham are the 1-2 favourites. It's 10-3 on the draw, and it's 21-4 here on Fulham. I considered adding the over 1.5 goals here to this one. Fulham and over 1.5 goals team total at the price of 4-6. But I'm actually confident that I could take Fulham and the over 2.5, giving us the plus money price of 11-10. I just feel there'll be goals in this game, and I feel Fulham will be scoring a vast majority of them. Fulham have a good chance of getting themselves to at least an FA Cup semi-final here. I think if the draw opens up for them, and the fact that they are so difficult to play at home with the wins they've had this season against the likes of Chelsea, that draw against Liverpool, losing right at the death against Man United, only losing 1-0 to Tottenham as well, they could be very competitive at home. So if they get a nice bunch of games at home through the draw, then they could find themselves potentially in a semi-final in this FA Cup, a trip to Wembley. I think that would be a realistic target for Fulham, and I definitely think they'll be able to get past this game against Sunderland, although I do think this will be a game that does contain goals. Fulham have won 5 of the last 7 matches in all competitions, but both teams to score has been a winning selection in each of the last 5 head-to-head meetings at Craven Cottage. Also, both teams have scored in each of Sunderland's last 5 away matches. Now, I'm not going to take the both teams to score. I'm going to take over 2.5 goals along with Fulham on the money line, because this allows us to cash if Fulham just end up slaughtering this team. Of course, Sunderland have playoff aspirations, so we may see some rotation from them. And we may see some rotation from Fulham, but there's absolutely no need. They're not in a relegation scrap. They have an outside chance of finishing the European places, but the FA Cup does give you a realistic chance of having a good cup run and giving your fans a trip to Wembley. And who knows, maybe even 2 trips to Wembley. It's not unforeseeable that Fulham could be in an FA Cup final. I don't think they will be, but I do think they are a dark horse to reach a semi. They brushed past Championship side in the last round against Hull. Marco Silva actually named quite a few regular starters in that game, and I think they'll go with a strong side here, and I think they'll try and secure their passage to round 5. So my selection here for this game would be for Fulham to win with the over 2.5 goals tacked on, and as I said, that makes it a plus money selection at a price of 11-10. Up next, we look at a 6 o'clock kickoff on Saturday, which is we'll do the maths here, 1 p.m. Eastern time, where Preston North End host Tottenham, and Preston are the 8-1 underdogs here. It's 17-4 on the draw, and Tottenham are the 2-7 favourites. This is unbelievably short on Tottenham, and this does not interest me at all, not even as a parlay piece. In fact, my play for this game would be to take Preston plus 1.5 goals. Now, this is an even money plus 100 selection, and all you need here is for Preston to not lose by 2 goals or more. So this cashes if Tottenham win the game, but if Tottenham only win by 1 goal. Also, obviously, cashes if Preston win or if the game is a draw. And this is going to be a difficult game for Tottenham because, first and foremost, I see Preston scoring. No visiting side has stopped Preston from getting on a score sheet in the FA Cup on their own turf since 2013-2014. So in 9 years, in all FA Cup ties, in Preston, no one has stopped Preston scoring. They've also lost with both teams scoring in each of their last 3 competitive games against top flight opposition. So when they get drawn against top flight opposition, this Preston team compete. This could be a game that has goals. There have been over 2.5 goals in Preston's last 3 matches. And Tottenham's last 2 wins only came via single goal margins as well. So I expect a tight game here. I expect the Preston fans to be right behind them. Difficult trip for Tottenham here. It's against a championship team. Preston are an improving side. And I think they can avoid an embarrassing loss. Not that a 2 goal defeat would be embarrassing, but I just don't think at any point this is going to be convincing from Tottenham. I understand that they got themselves a little win against Fulham, and now they may feel like they're back on track, but it's a difficult task, and I just don't see them winning it convincingly. I also see Antonio Conte perhaps rotating some players, which will make things even more difficult. Obviously, you'll have your weapons on the bench to bring them on if you're in a difficult situation, or it looks like you're going towards a much unwanted replay at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. So I think Tottenham will be able to pull it out. But I don't think they're going to beat this team by 2 goals or more. So Preston plus 1.5 is my selection here. And we take that at the price of even money plus 100. We move on to our final game here on Sunday, where Brighton are hosting Liverpool. And they've got Brighton as the underdogs here. They're the 9-5 underdogs off the back of smashing Liverpool 3-0 a few weeks ago and drawing 3-3 at Anfield. It's 13-5 on the draw. And it's 6-4 here on Liverpool. Well, first and foremost, Brighton are very, very live here as underdogs. The FA Cup actually represents Liverpool's best chance of a trophy. But as a manager, I can see Jurgen Klopp prioritising finishing in the top 4 and certainly prioritising the Champions League, a competition that has been good to Liverpool in recent years. I mean, he even said, when they lost that game against Real Madrid, he put himself in an awkward position where he said, book your flight to the Champions League final next season. Obviously, it was a little bit tongue-in-cheek, but in the modern day, people will bring that up. There will be, obviously, some banter and trolling on Twitter if Liverpool do fail to get there. So this, for me, is a very, very difficult task. I see Liverpool being the team who are more likely to rotate. Brighton are absolutely dialed in at the moment. No losses in 4. I think that they are definitely a live dog, and it's worth taking Brighton on the money line for a sprinkle. The main play, though, here has to be for over 2.5 goals. Last time we made the mistake of taking both teams to score, it wasn't really a mistake. Once Brighton got on the score sheet, you felt confident about the selection that Liverpool would be able to find a net and cash your play for you. But they didn't. Liverpool weren't able to contribute a goal. Over 2.5 goals was the right side. And I'm not going to make that mistake again this time, despite the fact both teams have scored in 5 of the last 6 games involving Brighton. The one game it didn't was against Liverpool. But 6 of their last 6 have seen over 2.5 goals. And over 2.5 goals has also cashed in 8 of Liverpool's last 10 games. So I definitely think that's the way to go in this game. Obviously, when you have that kind of statistical data and you have a team like Brighton managed by De Zerbi, you're not going to be getting an incredible price on the selection. But I think 4-6 minus 150, given that data and given these two teams, actually does offer up some decent value here for this game. So that's what we're going to go with. Over 2.5 goals for this game between Brighton and Liverpool, and an outside lean on Brighton being able to knock Liverpool out of the FA Cup here. The price for Brighton to qualify is actually 6-5 plus 120. That gives you Brighton not only in this first game, but also in the second leg as well. Now, as I said, it's an unwanted game for Liverpool, especially, and you could see them rotating heavily for that game. That's what they did against Wolves and were able to get through. But I don't think the tie is necessarily dead for Brighton if they end up drawing this game and having a replay. I still think they're a live dog at Liverpool as well. So it's well worth looking at Brighton as a 6-5 underdog to qualify here from this tie. But my main pick, as I said, over 2.5 goals available at 4-6 -150. There, incredible value given the style of play of the two teams, particularly De Zerbi as the Brighton manager and the statistical data to support it as well. Closing out with your lock on the show, the last game we just discussed was very, very tempting. That may show up over at lockbetting.com on the official card. But the lock I'm going to have to go for is Manchester City on the money line here against Arsenal. Obviously, this isn't a stats-based play. The only stat that we'd be riding here is the fact that Manchester City have beaten Arsenal in the last four games. So they're going for 6 in a row here. And if they get number 7 and 8 in the league this season, I believe Manchester City will be champions. But what I believe here is that this is an opportunity to land a psychological blow for the title race. I believe Manchester City will be strong. And even if Manchester City rotate 4 or 5 players, they will still be strong enough to beat Arsenal. They have the strongest squad in the EPL, if not the strongest squad in the world. Just look at the players that they can bring in. Julian Alvarez, a World Cup winner, is not even anywhere near Manchester City's first team. The same cannot be said about Arsenal. If they do make 4 or 5 changes here, it significantly weakens them. And I think Manchester City at the price of 10 to 13 offers you some great value here for this lock. That's it for me and this FA Cup fourth round special. Good luck with all of your bets as always, guys. And thanks for listening.